Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now on Masachan Idah Daf Mem Hei Amud Bet. About to take a look at the sixth Mishnah in this, the fifth Perek, continuing with our assessment of children as they grow. Bat Achat Ezer Shana V'Yom Achad. So a girl who is 11 and a day, meaning 11 full years. Nedaran Yivdakin. We check to see what happens when she takes a neder, what she meant. We'll see what the check means. Bat Shteim Ezer Shana V'Yom Achad, if she's already 12, her nedarim are absolutely valid. And we do check throughout the 12th year, which seems to be a superfluous statement. We'll see why it's there. Ben same thing with the boy who is 12. We check him. Ben if he's 13, his nedarim are valid. We check throughout the 13th year. Now, before this time, meaning 11 for a girl, 12 for a boy, even though they say we know that it was for God, we know that we were makdish for God, whatever that flaw is, it's invalid, but after this time, meaning after 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy, we don't know what this really meant. Their hektish is valid, unless, of course, they're judged to be a shota, which is a different story. Alright, the first thing we have to deal with is the rhetoric of the Mishnah. Once we said 11, we check her nedarim. Why add that at 12 her nedarim are kayam? Obviously, you check, and then at some point it becomes kayam, and you said during the whole 12th year. So, because I might have thought you'd continue checking forever. So, Kamash Palan, this is till 12. Came with the Tani Bat Yubet Shana V'Yamachad, Darei Kayamin. So once I say that at 11 we check, and at 12 they're valid, but Kinko Stimusre Lamali, what do I have to say that I check throughout the 12th year? In the previous sugya, we saw the suggestion that 30 days might be considered a year. So, once we checked her for 30 days at the beginning of the 12th year and she didn't know what she was doing, maybe we don't check her anymore and we just say she's no good till 12. Kamashpon, we continue checking. So why not learn these two clauses? Which tells you that we start at 11. Why say we start checking at 11? Answer starts. I might think that the default is that we only check her at 12. Not at 11. We see that she's very, very sharp. So we'll check her at 11. So Kamash Palan, that is true for everybody. Okay. So now we've got the layout of the Mishnah and what those phrases were needed for. What do I need the phrase that beforehand there's no purpose to checking, and afterwards checking is moot. Maybe the reason I had to add that in maybe is that because maybe if they don't volunteer the information, but if they come to us at 10 and they volunteer the information, we should rely that they know what they're doing. Kamash Palan, that 11 is an absolute cutoff date for girls, 12 for boys. Tana Rabbanan. Elu divei Rebbe, that our dates are Rebbe's dates, or ages. He flips it, and he says that which we said about a boy is really true about a girl, 13. How we said a girl is about a true boy is 12. He hasn't flipped. Let's see why. So why does Rebbe say the girls are mature quicker? Even Hashem lekim et hatzela, when Hashem built Chava, as it were, it says Vayivan. The drasha is Melamed Shatana Kosh Baruch Hu Bina Yeterah BiYisha, that he gave her more discernment and understanding, so she'll get things earlier. Yotem Reish VeIdach. What do Hashem and Allah say about that? Ha'hu Mibayle LeChanu Shlakish. So Vayivan is for a different drasha. Damar Shlakish Shem Rishem Ben Nasiya. When Hashem Lekim Tatzela Shalakach Min Adam LeYisha Vayiviyav HaAdam. That he braided her hair. God braided Chava's hair. He brought it to Adam Rishon like at a wedding. Beniata is evidently a Greek word or some sort that, for braiding. So therefore, that's what the drush is for. Okay, why does he say it's flipped? Amar Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Litoch Shatzinok Matzui Beit Rabo, because the little kids are at school and they hear the Rebbe talking and they hear people learning, Nechesed Barim Utchila, they get cleverness quicker. Okay. Ibayalu. Now, here's the question that's going to go either way, meaning Rebbe Yerushim and Elazar. Toch Hazman, Klifnei Hazman of Klach Hazman. What's the status during the year, which is Toch Hazman, the 12th year, according to Rebbe, for a girl and the 13th year for a boy? Shlomo Yechata, what are you asking about? Ilan Tarim, if it's for the Darim, Lav Klifnei Hazman Dami, Lav Klach Hazman Dami. It's like neither. Because the Klifnei Hazman, we ignore it. Klach Hazman, we don't check. During this year, we check. Elo Lo Onshin. Question is, for punishments for the Darim, my. So Rav Chanina, Damri Tavayu, Tochzman, Kalifnezman, which means until a boy is 13, there's no punishment, even if his Nadarim are good. Rabbi Yochanan, Meshuvan Levi, in Eretz Yisrael, said, Damri Tavayu, Tochzman, Kalachazman, meaning once a girl is 12, if her Nadarim are good, then she's also held culpable, etc. Rachmi Yitzchak Simanacha, what's the way of remembering? Zot Lefanim Bi Yisrael, meaning, literally, this is what we used to do in Yisrael, talking about the Kinyanim, in Megillat Rut. But the allusion here, the hint is that it's earlier in Israel, meaning Rabbi Yeshua and Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, both in Eretz Israel, say that already at age 12 she's in. At age 11 she's in. And a boy is in at age 12. Okay, Me'ati Rav Hamnuna, here's the challenge. Achar Zman Hazeh, meaning after that time, Av Bishamru, Ein Ani Yodin, Hashem Yodin, Hashem Yikdashtu. After this age, even if they say we have no idea what we're doing, Ve'ami Yodin V'Kdash Nekdash, their haflaw is valid, implying that Hatok Zman K'lifnei Zman. That it's only after the time that it's valid, but not during the time. So Amalei Rava, so Rava turned to it and said, Emeresha. So turn around and look at the Resha. Chazon is Avishamru Yodiman L'Shem Yadon L'Shem Yikdash to before 11 or 12, even if they say we know exactly what we're doing, Eni Drev Neder, it's invalid, Ekdash and Ekdash. Implying that Hatoch Zman Kelach Zman. Meaning that we have again the example of the two extremes being presented with the conflicted middle. But we said Velohi. Because Rava Katoi, Rava didn't understand Rav Hamnuna. Who said Rav Hamnuna Mishnah Yetera Kadaik? Rav Hamnuna was picking up on the extra phrasing in the Mishnah, and he was going to turn around and say, well, there's other extra phrasing goes in the opposite direction. Vadaik Mesei for the Meishi. He said, so why don't learn from the other side? Velohi, that's not what was happening. Rav Hamnuna Mikufan Vanitin Kadaik. He was reading just the Mishnah itself. Implying, Halacha Zman Echidami. What is after Zman? Even though I teach Sarot, if a girl's 12, but she doesn't have to say Sarot, so Katan? It's a boy, 13, no stay sarot. He's a katan. Well, the Aitish stay sarot. It must be a case where the child already has stay sarot at this age. The Tama, the La Achaz Manhu, the Gamrina Nanda Milte, and it's only because they're also of age that they understand. Ha talks about Kalifezman. So if it's during the Zman, it's still Kalifezman, and they're not judged that way. V'yod Meitiv Rabbi Zera, watch this challenge. Ish ki aflilin dor neder. This is in the parsha of Nazir, and this is where we learn Mufasamuch l'ish, that a kid within the year, before they reach majority, could be no der. Matol no ish avot ben yud gimel shana v'yamachad. It's there to say even a 13-year-old. Pisha ni yod el aflilin dor neder av kayamin, even if he doesn't understand his neder is kayam. Hechidami, again. Ilu v'aytish tei sarot, if the kid doesn't have two sarot, katanhu. You can't call an ish. It must be that he brought today's sarot. And the time of Ben Yud Gimel Yom Echad, so he has to sarot and be 13. Havela ish. Ha talks man klifnei zman. So we see that during the 13th year, even if he has sarot, it's like he's younger. So tiyufta. So that has disproved Rav and Rav Chanina's position. Amram Nachman. So Nachman comes to say it says ketanoi. It's really machloket tanaim. Ben Tesh Shanim Shevishtei Sarot. Remember, Tesh Shanim, we saw from the last Mishnah, is the youngest where his Bia is meaningful. So a boy who's 9, he has Shtei Sarot, Shuma. We say that's just not a real Siman. Ben Tesh Vad Yobet Shana, but anytime between 9 and 12, B'yamachad, Shuma. Still Shuma, anytime before 12, we disregard it. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Siman, it really is a Siman. We'll have to see why. Ben Yomashan B'yamachad, Divra Kol Siman. Everybody agrees that if he has Simanim that grow at 13, it's a Siman. Now, Hagufa Kasha. We have the same problem here. Amar Mente Shavayad Yubet Shana V'yom Echad Shuma. So the position of Chachamim is until 12, it's a Shuma. Hayud Gimel Shana Gufa Siman. So that means anytime in the 13th year, it's already a Siman. Because you said till 12, it's a Shuma. Haratani Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yom Echad Siman. And then we said, from 13 on it's a Siman, Ayud Gimel Shana Gufa, but the 13th year is Shuma. Which is it? So my love, Tanai, he isn't the Samachloket Tanaim, and that's what's being represented here. Demar Savatochzman Kalachazman, Demar Savatochzman Kalifnezman. The answer is low. Chuli Amo Tochzman Kalifnezman. Everybody agrees that Tochzman Kalifnezman is now supporting Rav. Both statements are talking about a girl. For Reisha Rebbe, the first one is Rebbe, who says that a girl till 12, so he says till 12 that's the case. For Sefer B'Shimon Elazar, and the Sefer is B'Shimon Elazar, which by the way is interesting because it means that even though we're talking about 9 years old, we're not talking necessarily about a boy. So he said the Sefer is B'Shimon Elazar, says that a girl only matures at 13. V'Baitei Mahava Habatinok, because they both of them are boys, and then flip it, Reisha B'Shimon Elazar for Sefer Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who said till 12, because his boys mature at 12 and girls at 13. V'Baitei, we could now turn this square around. Havaha Rebbe, that Rebbe is the author of both statements. Hava Tinok, Hava Tinoket. The first talking about a Tinok, 13. The second is Tinoket. Really the opposite. V'Baitei, Havaha Rabbi Shimon Elazar, you could do Rabbi Shimon Elazar being both. Hava Tinok, Hava Tinoket, and flip it again. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Siman, in that bright day, he said that it is a Siman at night between 9 and 12. That's as long as he still has the hair at the age of 12, not that it came and then fell out. If he grew them between 9 and 12 and they're still there, it's a shuma. But he said siman about when they're still there. So what did Rava say? Hilchata tochzman kalifnezman. He ruled like Rav. The tochazman is klifnezman, and only at the end of his man are you responsible. He taught Rav's statement as the following. That a tana can be walk out on that midrabanan marriage, when there's no father in the picture, all through the 12th year. Afterwards, she can't do miyun, but can't do chalitza. So then we said, Hagufakash, you got an inherent contradiction here. Amartin, a manet, what does that tell you? I'm a gdoli. Shows you she's a gdola, that's why she can't do miyun. The e gdola, he tachlots, if she's a gdola, to do chalitza. Chitem, misafkale, if you think Rav is in doubt about what her status is, misafkale, since when is he in doubt? Vama Ravak, tana shigel, achal shnoteha, tana who reached age, ena tzricha b'dika. We have to check. Why? Chazak evya simanim. We know that by that point, she's brought simanim. So why here is Rava saying that we have this position, this time after she's reached age where she can't do miyun anymore, and yet she can't do chalitza. So the answer is hanimili d'stama. That's if we don't know. Aval hacha debadku v'lo ashkachu. But now when we checked and we did not find simanim, lo. Meaning, at this point, we would say, you're right. If she reached that age, she could do chalitza already. If we checked and didn't find simanim, then she can't do chalitza. Yachi t'mayin. So if that's the case, you're calling her younger. Let her do miyun. The answer is choshin shema nashru. We're concerned that maybe she had simanim that fell out, so we don't know what her age is. Or her status. Hanechel mandav choshin. That only works according to mandav choshin, which we're going to see in a moment. Mandav ein choshin, the one who says that we don't have a chash that simanim nashu. If there was simanim there, they'd still be there. Ma'ika, remember, how do you explain it? De'idmar, papa amar ein choshin shema nashu, papi amar choshin. Two talmidim of Rava disagree. So the answer is hani milin in chalitza. Only the gabe chalitza do we say, ein choshin. Everybody will agree that Rechoshesh, and if she reaches that age, she can't do Miyun because maybe she had Simanim and they fell out. According to the one who says Choshin, then you'd say that she could even do Chalitza? Choshin always means we play it safely. We're concerned. Leolam de Lobadka. Must be a case where she didn't check. We're Choshesh only for Chalitza and say you can't do Chalitza because you might not have Simanim. When Rava said there's a chazaka that a girl at 12 has already got simanim, that's for miyun to take her out of miyun. For chalitza, we have to check and maybe make sure she's of age. That's the halacha. We are choshesh. By the way, as far as miyun goes, that's only if he was mekadesh her during the year and was boer her after the year. Tika Sveika Doraita. Now we have the possibility of a Sveika Doraita, and we got to see whether or not she's got Simani. But if he never was bowl her after Zman, then all we have is Kiddushin Dorabanan, and it's a Suffolk Dorabanan, and we can be lenient. Remember that the case of Miun is where there's no father in the picture, father's dead, and mother or the brothers marry the girl off at a very young age to kind of keep her protected in some sort of household, but she can walk out until she reaches Gadlut. Okay, I'm Rav Huna. Hikdish ve'achal loke. Let's say a kid at this age, 11 and a half, a girl 11 and a half, who knows what they're doing for Nadarim, we check, is makdish something, and then eats it. Loket, she gets punished. She gets makot. Shenerar ish ki afli lindor, and v'loyachel dvaro. So if you make afla, and we said that includes mufosomach l'ish, this kid in the middle year, and v'loyachel dvaro, is his word is valid, then that means that his word can't, he cannot violate his word. That means you could have a kid underage who is getting punished. Kol sheish tov afla, yesh tov al yachel. And if, as long as you can do afla, bal yachel applies to you. Kol sheish tov afla, yesh tov al yachel. If you can't do afla, then bal yachel won't apply. So meiti Rav Huna bar Yehuda, let's see other Rav Huna. He brought support for this position. Lefi shematzinu shishva katuva katon kegadol. Lizdon shvua uleisar ulval yachel. We see that the Torah equated the katan, meaning the kid in that year, with a regular adult, for Zdon Shvua, and if he took a Shvua and intentionally violated it, or intentionally lied, Uli Isar, Uli Bal Yachel. So we think Isar means the Isar of Nedar, and Bal Yachel means the consequences. Yachol Yechayev, like the show Korban, I might think that you're Chayev, a Korban Me'ila, for violating his Ekdesh Tamadomar, Zehadavar. That in Parsha HaMatot, in the Parsha of Nedarim, Zehadavar limits it to that. Okay, Bektani Miyad Leisur Ula Bal Yachel. Sounds like he gets Makot. Chayv Eima Leisur Bal Yachel. Not Leisar Ubal Yachel, but rather Leisur Bal Yachel, meaning that the Isur Bal Yachel applies to him. Isur Bal Yachel Manavshach. Well, let's think about it. Ima Fosamachlish Doraita, if that concept is Doraita, Milkar Amilki should get Makot. Fosamachlish Lav Doraita, if it's not, Isur Amilki, there's no real Isur on him. The answer is the Otan Muzarim Alav. It's about other adults around him who are muzar to make sure he doesn't violate the law. They're the ones who are responsible. So Shmam Nakot Nochal Nevel Beitim and Suvin Alav Dafri Shoh, a very hotly contested issue. Is Beitim responsible for a kid who's eating Nevel to stop him? So the answer is not necessarily. It's a case where he was Makdish and other people are eating, and that's the problem of culpability. So we have such an opinion that says they get makot for eating hekdesh that he was makdish. But if you say they can't get makot because he wasn't of age, then how are you going to explain it to Idmar? The answer is midu abanan. They get makot midu abanan. Across machta be'alma, the statement of hishva katan le'gadol is an asmachta. Alright, let's take a look at this piece again. Gufa ikdish v'achlu achirim havkana mar en lokin rav yochanan mishlokish tamir tovayu lokin. Alright, mamaykin ipalgi, what's the machloket? Take one. Marsam amufla samach li'ish doraita. It's very simple. Rav yochanan mishlokish say that the notion of mufla samach li'ish, this kid within this year, is a doraita concept that the Torah confirms in Bamidbar Vav, and therefore they have culpability. Marsam mufla samach li'ish dorabonan. Havkana says dorabonan. So, Beit Rav Yirmiyah Yitoma. Yitoma means a girl who is, let's say, 11, and she has no father. Shinadra Ba'ala Meferla. Her husband can do the hafara. Now, let's think about this. Her marriage is Durabanan. If you're going to say that this girl's ability to take a neder is all Durabanan, so Atinisuin Durabanan, Vatim Nidra Durabanan, then I can understand that her husband, who's only her husband Midurabanan, can even tell a neder that strength is only Midurabanan. Eliamat Dorait, but if they say Mufa Samach Leish, which is a position that's now totally coming under attack, is Doraita, Atinisuin Durabanan, Vatim Nidra Doraita? How could a marriage whose only power is Rabbanan give him enough strength to mivatel and neder doraita? If you don't Shmuel, Bala Mefer of Shach. The answer is he could be made for either way. E Rabbanan, if the neder is Rabbanan, then Rabbanan, no. He's also Rabbanan. E doraita, if her neder is stronger, katona chalavela to, then she's simply a minor who's violating the law. Vein beitim and he's not commanded to stop her. But the problem is, when she grows up, she continues to eat the grapes, let's say, that she took a netter from, thinking he repudiated, which supposedly doesn't count. The husband continues to be mayfair until we know that she's an adult. But only as if he had beer with her after she was a gadola to make the marriage d'oraita. Something we saw in Nedarim several times. The husband cannot be made for things that Nedarim she made before they were married. The answer is, whenever a girl takes a neder, she's doing it intending that her husband's going to agree or confirm it. And therefore, even though they weren't married d'oraita, they were already married. And therefore, it's al dat ba'ala, the neder that she took when they were married before she was of age. All right, let's keep testing it. Amar Abaye, Toshma, Katan Shlevi Shtei Sarot. So your kid who didn't yet bring Shtei Sarot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Trumato Truma. There's a Mishnah in Trumot. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Ashlo Balarat Darim, if he's 7 or 8 years old, Ein Trumato Truma. I'll agree, there's Truma is no good. Shabalo Nat Darim, but if he's in that age, 12 to 13 for a boy, 11 to 12 for a girl, Trumato Truma. We'll see if he knows what he's doing, and then this truma is good, meaning Rabbi Yossi includes truma along with other haflaot. Now, Sevrakas of Rabbi Yossi, truma bisman is a doraita. We stop and assume that Rabbi Yossi holds that truma in those days is doraita. We have good reason to think that. So, Yemar Pishna Mufa Samachlish doraita. So, if you agree that his ability at that age to be mafli is doraita, so ati gavra doraita matakin tivla doraita. So, his ability doraita, and then to declare truma is matakin tivla mi doraita. If you say Muflas Samachlish is only Durabanan, Ati Gavra Durabanan Takin Tivla Doraita, how could this kid who only has rights of a flawed Durabanan change something that has Tevel Doraita? The answer is look. So Rabbi Yossi, Truma is Vanazer Durabanan. The answer is Rabbi Yossi might not hold Muflas Samachlish as Doraita. He might just hold the Truma is Vanazer as Durabanan. So Rabbi Yossi, Truma is Vanazer Durabanan. Can we really countenance that possibility? About time of Seder Olam, the Midrash Seder Olam, it says, on the pasuk in Dvarim, you're going to come to the land that your ancestor inherited, and you'll inherit it. We're going to inherit the land once, it's Yeshua, and twice, that's Bavel. So we're never going to become having a third one, which means we're still there as a continuation of the second return, which means Truma Bizmanazah has to be Doraita, because it's not going to get stronger. There's not going to be another act of Yerusha. And we all know the author of Seder Olam is Rabbi Yossi. So the answer is Rabbi Yossi Tani La. He shared this observation that Truma is Doraita, but he doesn't personally agree with it. He holds Dorabanan. We have a Braita. What happens if you have some dough with some Truma leaven that fell in, and as a result of that, the dough rose. Chayevet b'chala, Tanakama's position is, it's chayev and chala, meaning it's totally chulin. Ve'erev sel b'tful yom, and if a tful yom touches, it's not pasul, the Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi, it's what we care, Rebbe Shimon, potrim b'chala, they say it's potrim b'chala. Now, why is that? Savru amandam, or truma d'oraita, chala d'oraita. Whoever would say truma's d'oraita would say chala's d'oraita. And our truma d'orabanan, chala d'orabanan, they would equate the two. So now we have to say, Yamar Bishnak Samar Yossi Chal is Manazed Rabbanan. He must hold the Chal is the Rabbanan. So therefore, Ati Dimua the Rabbanan, mixing, which is all the Rabbanan, anytime something gets mixed, the issue is the Rabbanan. Umafka Chal is the Rabbanan. And it's Mafkiya the Chal is the Rabbanan. Right? And that's why it's Pater Minachala. Ella, meaning the Truma component in here is Mafkiya. Aliyamar Chal is the Raita. But if you say the mitzvah of Chal is the Raita, is Manazed Ati Dimua the Rabbanan of Kachal is the Raita. So that must prove that he holds that Truma Chalav Bizman is Doraita, and he would hold the same thing about Truma. Who says, V'dimokas HaRabbi Yossi, Truma Bizman is Doraita, V'chalav Dorabanan? Maybe he says Truma is Doraita, V'chalav is Dorabanan. Right? So he could hold here that Chalav is Dorabanan, and still hold that Truma is Doraita. V'chalahadu Rav Huna, B'redu Rav Yeshua, as Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua responded, V'chalahadu Rav Yeshua, Ashkachtin, and the Rabbanan Devei Rav, I found the students of Bei Rav, the Advikamri, they were saying the following. Even those who hold Truma's been Durabanan Bizmanazah, Chalas Doraita. Why? The first 14 years in Israel, 7 of war, 7 of division, Itchayu Bachal, they were Chayim and Chala right away. Itchayu Masar only kicked in after they settled. The Amina Luana and I, Ravuna Rishua, said, I said back to them the opposite. Even if you say Truma's Doraita, Chalas Durabanan. Titania bevoachem, because the challah is about bevoachem. Yachom shenichzu lashnayim shloshah meraglim. I might think the minute two or three Jews came in Israel, chayiv. Therefore, it says vevoachem beviat kochem amarti, when you all come in. So when we all march in with Yeshua, we're chayiv. But v'chiaskidu Ezra lav kulu asalik. That's an understatement. When Ezra brought people back, they didn't all come back. Matter of fact, most of them in huge numbers stayed away in droves. And as a result of that, you could say trumas bizvan azez doraita, because that depends on the land being settled by Jews, perhaps, or the ancient borders. But chalav bizvan azez, which depends on a rov am Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps they are, and perhaps it's only Durabanan. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the final podcast, and this is the fifth parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.